Welcome to Screen Bites, a podcast about video games, technology, TV, and movies. This episode is actually a debrief conversation we had after the previous episode, and it turned out to be quite a good topic, so we decided to release it.
I think that pretty much wraps it up. I don't think there's anything else to add on that. I don't know if you want to call it there. I know we want to try and break it down to half an hour segments, or if you want to keep going and discuss something else and have that as another episode. It's up to you. I noticed you'd posted a lot of archive podcasts.
Yeah, I was just filming overwhelmed by the fact that I had two and a half podcasts to edit, so I decided to not use my time wisely and go edit some old footage that we have in the background, which, by the way, is absolutely terrible quality, but I pulled out what I could pull out.
Hey, I'm a famous YouTuber. I'm here to talk about Need for Speed, and I am here with my buddy Mark, and I'm a famous YouTuber. I'm just trying to reenact that. You know that video that you released?
Is that the original video of Jesse Wellen?
Yeah. Hey, I'm a.
Do you know what's really funny though? It's like I listened to that bit back. I don't even recognize the name. I googled it. I barely remember this thing happening at all.
Oh, I
don't know who the guy is. I don't remember his channel. It's just left my brain.
I remember you knew like watched his videos and stuff, but the only time I watched it live, and when it was E3, I was watching the live stream, and I just started laughing. Like I couldn't stop like watching it live. It was hilarious. Like, hey, I'm a favorite.
It's the guy from Prank vs. Prank.
I don't know, some prank guy, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch his channel at all. That's not me. I think I was aware of him from YouTube around that date because I was just... It was actually back when YouTube was quite good, not when it was like how it is now. But yeah, no, that wasn't me who watched them. That I will blame that on Barry.
Yeah, there's a... Like, YouTube has just changed the last few years. I've noticed, like, the only way to get clicks now is either you got lots and lots and lots of money and you can pull off these crazy stunts where you get a bunch of people and they, like, oh, if you can put your hand on this car and there's, like, 20 people and it's, like, the last person who has their hand on the car wins the car and wins, like, $1 million. Like, Mr. Beast just throwing money away. Around and stuff.
I wouldn't say that's the only way. There's plenty of people who are making money on YouTube who have started in the last year or two.
And also the fact that there's a lot of documentary style, like they talk about other YouTubers and it's like drama, like their career in the last few months, and they just generally update you on YouTubers and that's the thing. These YouTubers, like, they get like 20-30k, and then when someone makes a video about them, that person then gets like 5 million viewers. And
can I just say, I have never ever seen any of these videos come across my YouTube feed. I've seen Mr. Beast in my feed, but I've never watched a video of his. And these YouTube drama videos, I've never ever had them come through my feed. I'm aware of them. I certainly do not pay any attention to them. The most YouTube drama I see is when people post them to r/videos on Reddit. You've got to be in charge of your algorithm on YouTube. You've got to make sure you're doing everything signed in, subscribe to the people you want to see, and make sure you're interacting with the content that you like, and then you'll see more of that stuff and less of the stuff that you don't. Like, genuinely, I did not know that there was this whole drama side of YouTube till about 4 years ago, and obviously it's been around for like a decade. It can totally bypass you without you even realizing it, and if you've got a good thing, you can go create a channel tomorrow and you can make that your full-time job if you're willing to put the work in. But you've got to have a shtick. You've got to have a personality for people to come and watch you and to stick with you. The thing that we've noticed is since the pandemic, a lot of people are moving to streaming instead of making and posting videos.
Yeah, that's where the money is.
Is it where the money is? I don't know if it's where the money is. For the 1%, it is. But for most people, they don't make any money on Twitch.
Well, no, not on Twitch. Like, I've seen a lot of YouTubers, instead of making their usual videos, like, they make a video every...
Are you talking about people who are already monetizing their videos in any way?
Yeah, so they're monetizing their videos.
Yeah, but those people already have a monetization thing going anyway. But if you're talking about, like, some guy who's just starting streaming, they make absolutely nothing... but they're more likely to make money through YouTube by creating videos and uploading videos. A common thing that I'm seeing is people will stream, but then upload sort of like highlights, something like that. But I remember years and years ago, like back in 2013, when I started, you know, when I started my illustrious YouTube career, I've got, if you look at my YouTube channel, I've got a few Minecraft episodes up. I've got about 7, I think. And if you watch the first 6 episodes, they are basically a 20-minute screen recording. And it's just, here's where I started recording, here's where I ended recording, and that's your 20 minutes. Then the 7th episode, I did something a bit different. I recorded clips and then edited it together. I say edited, I just put them in something and then bunged it up because it was 2013, I didn't know what I was doing. And that seems like, compared to what I see from people who create videos now, where they basically seem to have like a stream that is kind of like condensed down to a 20-minute video, it's so different. It's such a different time. And like the YouTubers who still do the old let's create a video for YouTube and streaming is either a completely separate thing or it's not something that they do at all. It's not that they're not there so much anymore, but it's just such a different, it's almost like a different genre of video creation. And I don't know if that's something I like that has sort of like come out of the pandemic where everyone just started streaming for like 24 hours a day.
Well, what I've noticed is, like I was saying, people making, they're making monetized videos, and then they do these, they got the audience, and they keep plugging their live stream channel as well. It's like, join us on our stream, and then they get donations, so they could get, they could make more money by just sitting there talking about random stuff. And it, like, for the one video that they make, it's probably like the same sort of money, and all they got to do is like sit there for like 2 hours. Like, if you imagine, if you actually put the work in, and you might spend like a day on one video, and that's like seven and a half hours. With a live stream, you could sit there for like 2 hours, do nothing, talk about random stuff that's going on in the world, and people will just donate to you.
Even if you do play a video game, you're playing it live, so there's no production other than setting up the stream. Whereas the video game is like, yeah, you've got to do the work, play the game, get progression, and then come in and do your clips, your bits to camera, that kind of stuff. And then you've got to put it all together. So, yeah, like you're saying, you know, you might have like 3-4 hours of gaming and then 3-4 hours of editing before you then put it up and everything like that. But then, have you also noticed there is a huge rise in people who don't do their own editing and they just send it off to an editor and get other people to do that for them? Like, it's what happened to YouTube where everyone was just like, here's me recording in my bedroom and like, I'll just throw this video together. You know, I remember people talking about, oh yeah, like people talk about the gear they're using, and it's like, what gear are you using? Oh, I'm using this Microsoft Skype headset, and that's all I use, and this has given me a YouTube career that is paying for my mortgage. And I was like, oh, do you know what, I'm genuinely pleased, I'm happy for you, like that's really good. That's the videos he was posting was in 720p because, you know, that's the best there was at the time, and he fundraised to get a new PC to go to 1080p or whatever, and it was very nice. And now it's like, oh no, we're just going to record the videos. We've got our Elgato mics or our Razer mics, you know, with RGB on them. And then we're just going to send it off to an editor and they're going to put everything together. And then all I have to do is play video games. It just feels like a factory at that point.
Gee. Yeah. I think YouTubers, some people have, like, there are some YouTubers who have, they did really well at the beginning in terms of, like, reaction videos or just destroying equipment that they owned, or, you know, just be like, look at me, I'm really wild and crazy. But now YouTube is like, we don't like that kind of stuff anymore. You'll get demonetized.
Yeah, I mean, I remember there was a huge period of time where iPhone destruction videos were really popular. So, but after the iPhone 6 bendgate thing happened, like every time an iPhone came out, I think it was like the iPhone 6, 7, 8 and the 10. And it was like, okay, let's bend this iPhone. Let's put it in water, see how long it lasts. That really showed the economics of YouTube. It's like people are buying, they're buying an iPhone that costs like $600 and they're making enough money to buy another iPhone for another video and do a similar sort of thing. Or they're buying multiple iPhones and just destroying them all within the same video. But that's completely gone now. Like, no one does drownings or bend tests on iPhones. Maybe Unbox Therapy does. I've not watched this channel in such a long time.
It gets demonetized. Your video could get demonetized. That's why they don't do it anymore.
Oh, what? Because it's dangerous?
Yeah, they just don't like that. They don't like that kind of... YouTube doesn't like that kind of content anymore. They don't like smashing, hitting, people shouting, even swearing. you know, you can't really swear anymore.
They've got limits. They've got some weird thing where you can't swear in the first 7 seconds or swear excessively. And the rules change, and it's...
You motherfucker! Your mother's like...
Don't make me believe that.
Oh, okay.
It's weird, and but it's to appease the advertisers, and they kind of have their hands tied in a way because they want the advertisers... They need the advertisers to give them money, so the platform has to behave in a way to take that money. The reason why these things exist isn't YouTube's fault. What comes out of it is YouTube's fault. So particularly the this whole thing about demonetization, the way the three strike system, the way it handles copyright is completely incorrect and incompatible with how copyright actually works. But with the amount of video that gets uploaded every second to YouTube, it has to be computer automated, and at the moment it's the best that they can do, given the fact that half of it is AI now. Probably they probably don't even know what the system is, how the system is deciding whatever it's deciding at any given point. I just watched a video the other day from Captain Sparkles about a video that got demonetized because they don't allow swearing in the first 7 seconds, and basically in the first 2 seconds someone said, we need to focus on this strategy. The thing is, the guy was Spanish, so he said focus with an accent that made it sound like the F word. Okay, we understand how that's happened, but Captain Sparkles, he's quite a large YouTuber in the Minecraft space. If you ever saw it, he did a lot of parody songs back in like 2012 era, and he did just a lot of Let's Plays of Minecraft, and he's probably done other games since. These days, he's still making a living off of Minecraft, off of YouTube, but I think he's probably not as big an audience as he once was. But he still has access to his like YouTube partners and everything. But it's like, okay, the algorithm or the AI or whatever, that got it wrong. But he appealed it, and it still got rejected for the same reason. And supposedly a human looked at that and said, no, the computer made the correct decision, no swear words, you're not making any money on this video. And that might have been like 5% of his monthly revenue at that point, which is not an insignificant amount of money to kind of be not getting for the work that you're doing. So he reached out to his YouTube partner, and eventually they did get it all sorted. But it's like, well, I mean, YouTube certainly doesn't give money back to demonetized videos that they have made money on. The situation should have been sorted way sooner by that human at the first contact from Captain Sparkles. Like, it's like, on one hand, it's like, yeah, a huge amount of videos go through the system, but there are humans there, and if they have too much work to do, then YouTube need to be hiring more people. And yes, that costs money and it's more expensive, and maybe that it cuts into profits and everything, but people make their living off of this system now. And I'm surprised there's not been a union, or I'm surprised no one has sued YouTube for lack of earnings for videos that have been demonetized that have been inappropriately demonetized. I'm absolutely fine with videos being demonetized because they've got copyrighted stuff in them, but when you are trying to pay your mortgage and you're expecting $3,000 a month from YouTube, and then suddenly two videos get demonetized for absolutely no legitimate reason, and you don't get any of that money that you would have expected to have back, why have people not gone after YouTube for that? Why?
Do you want me to give you the answer? Well, number one, yeah, I don't think there is a union. If there is a union, they're not doing a very good job. Number two...
But that's the thing. But why haven't they made a union? Like, why haven't... There's so many people making money off of YouTube. People are making millions a year. Like, what if YouTube suddenly decided to demonetize all of Linus Tech Tips, and he loses out on like $60,000 a day for a week? I don't know if it might be $100,000 a day. I don't know what. But you think a channel like his would lose an insane amount of money every single day? He's got 100 staff, more than 100 staff that he needs to pay the salaries of. If YouTube, his main source of income, stops paying him incorrectly, he should sue YouTube for lost revenue. Why is this not happening?
Well, yeah, it is a bit... Like, if you sue YouTube, then you're going to need to get a lawyer, and then that costs money, in which you're trying to get money back, but the money that you're going to be paying for the lawyer and the legal fees is probably going to cost more than the actual money that you're going to claim for. So there's no actual point to it. But if you're a big...
Yes.
If you're Mr. Linus Tech Tips, then money is not a problem. It's just probably out of principle. Then, yeah, if you're
it's
a
not
big
that money's
YouTuber,
not a problem. It's that money... No. The thing is, money is a problem. He has salaries to pay. So that's why he needs to. That's why he would need to do something like that.
Well,
not because he can't afford to pay his workers without that money coming in.
Yeah, well, he can. But he could. And the thing is, he won't even need to sue. He could, like you said, he, like your Mr. What was that? What's the guy's name? Mr. Sunshine?
Captain Sparkles.
Sorry, Captain Sparkles. He didn't, eventually he went to his YouTube rep. He went to his own, he has his own YouTube rep. We don't have a YouTube rep. Imagine if we got monetized on our video and then for some reason I said...
He wouldn't have a YouTube rep with his current audience size. The only reason he gets it is because he was once one of the big stars on YouTube. He was in one of the YouTube remixes at the end of the year. Like, that's the sort of size YouTuber he was back in the day. And obviously everything has changed in scale. So if you and I had the same numbers as him, we wouldn't actually get monetization. We wouldn't get that YouTube partner.
But that doesn't matter. Like, what normally happens is the lower YouTuber makes a video and says, look, this is what's happened to me. And then people get behind that video, and because that creates drama. And then bigger YouTubers are like, oh, have you seen this video? I'm going to source this video. And they start talking about it. And then YouTube sees it and is like, oh, no, we've made a mistake here. We better correct this and do something about it. That's the only way you can actually get something done, is by making a video detailing what has happened to you and then hoping that some bigger YouTuber picks up on this and says, oh, look, this is what happened to this guy. This is not fair. We should do something about YouTube. And then YouTube gets involved and sorts that out. Like you said, there's no actual person you can go to. Well, there is a person you can contact YouTube, but then they're like, you have to write out the reason, and then it takes like a few days for them to respond to you. Say if your account doesn't get, like, that video doesn't get it still is demonetized and stuff like that. Like,
and you get 3 strikes, you're out.
Exactly.
You know, your whole channel is gone. And this is, like, I'm just surprised that there hasn't been more, like, legal action, given the amount of money that companies basically now are putting through YouTube. It's just surprising.
Yeah, but I just explain why. Because the little YouTubers haven't got the money to sue. The big YouTubers don't need to sue. They've got their guy that they know in YouTube that will solve this, that will solve that issue, and they will get their money. And they will get it unmonetized, and they will get...
People need to make a coalition. There needs to be a union. Need to do it. It's, you know...
We need to do, like, a Hunger Games. And
what?
Put your two fingers...
That was Mr. Beast. He did Squid Game.
No, Hunger Games. Have you seen Hunger Games?
Isn't Squid Game just the Korean version of Hunger Games? I've seen neither, so I have no idea.
Sort of. Not really. It kind of is. I'm not going to go into that. Hunger Games, like, the later films, they just put their two fingers in the air, and then they make like a whistle noise, and all of them just get killed while they got their two fingers in the air. They're like, they're making a stand. It's like, do, 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 do. That's the symbol. It doesn't matter. Yeah, whatever.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's basically a symbol. Like, make a symbol, make a stand against the fight against YouTube to fight this.
Wait, who makes a whistle? Are these people committing suicide, or are they being killed by someone with too much power?
They're getting killed by the people who have the power, and they're just making their stand and putting their two fingers in the air. It's like showing a collective group of effort against the evil. Anyway, YouTube is a funny thing. Like, I'm hoping eventually we do get that email that we've kind of been waiting for some time now, haven't we? About like a sponsorship. I don't care what it is. I would sponsor anything. I'd sponsor anything. Please send that email to us. I don't care what it is.
All right.
Shave gel.
With that, our Patreon will be in the description.
Yeah. Yeah. Please sign up. We're desperate. Like, we have to work. You understand? We actually have to work. We don't get, you know, this is not our life job. We have to work as well. We have to make time for this, guys. So, you know, like...
And all the time spent editing.
I know. Like, all we do is ramble on about stuff that we've had in our life and our experience and stuff that we've seen online. It's not like, you know, that's a lot of content that you should really be paying for as well. one pound a month. That'd be great, wouldn't it? That would be like, you know, you get like...
I think we'd get... If all of our subscribers turned into £1 a month, we'd have like 15 quid.
We've only got 7. Oh, on the other
Spotify.
Oh yeah, Spotify. Podcast. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we got, how many have we got on? We're on Spotify now.
We've been on Spotify since we started. We've been on all of them. Oh, we've got more people. We've got the audience on podcast is 22. We've got 7 people subscribed to YouTube. So we've got 29 people. They all paid £1 a month. That's £29. $29 a month.
Mm. Oh, we could be rich. My kids could go to college. Anyway, yeah, nah, all joking aside, you know, yeah, it's nice to have, like, you know, it'll be nice, like, to talk about in the future if we ever say, oh, you know, we used to be that small channel and this is how we started, but, you know, we just have to keep cracking on, I suppose.
Keep cracking on.
That pretty much concludes today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Please don't forget to like and subscribe, and don't forget that notification bar.